Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Alrighty, TalkTainmentRadio.com, second hour of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., yours truly, Mr. Bobby, as co-host. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio, and this is radio the way it should be heard. We are talking about distractions is the main topic. Today, you can call in if you'd like at 1-877-932-9766, or you could email me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y. If you, .com. Now, if you would like to view the program, you can by going to the YouTube channel, typing the word Talktainment, then scroll down to Talktainment number 2, type that in, and then type in radio, and you're there. Hit the subscribe and like button there. But most of you do it by just going to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click it on Listen Live, and you are right there. Also, Facebook. Yeah, you can go to Facebook.com/TalkTainment, and you have all the information you need there. Some people like to hear themselves talk. Before we go on, let me say this. Mr. Fuller, to you from some of our loyal listeners, they want to wish you or bestow upon you happy 89th birthday. Happy 89th birthday. Somebody said birthday, but we're going to say birthday to you. He was saying, I'm not 100% sure, but I think that it's Mr. Fuller's 89th birthday. Birthday today, whenever he sent this. If so, I would like to wish him that and many more. That was from Javari, still learning. So happy 89th birthday, Mr. Fuller. Okay. Let me read this. Again, we're talking about.
That should be 90.
Oh, number 90. Oh, my goodness. Number 90. Okay.
If they want to look at it that way.
Okay. Number. Okay.
But I always measure it by just one thing, and that is the system of white supremacy still in place or not? And if it is, I've been on the 90 as a prisoner who hasn't done his job, because I'm not supposed to be in a world dominated by racism. And that's what I say about my so-called 90.
Okay.
And all my time, as the code would say, has been wasted if I have not replaced the system of white supremacy with the system of justice. Because in my opinion, and according to the code, that's what I was put here to do.
Okay.
So I have failed to do that so far.
Okay.
So maybe when I get maybe 9-2, maybe the system will not be here. And that's what we're supposed to be working on.
All right.
If I make it that far.
All
if
right.
I don't, that 90 means absolutely nothing.
Okay.
I've wasted my time.
All righty, let's do this. From the Gmails, it says, this is from Chris. He says this, Mr. Fuller, I actually don't feel any way, shape, or form bad for Mr. Antonio Brown. Now, I certainly don't sympathize with the GM's, but come on, man, pay attention to the chessboard. He could have made him point, he could have made the point more impact if he coded his words. I now almost agree with the owner of the Houston Texans when he said, we can't have the prisoners running the jail. I guess he was speaking about the antics of one Mr. Antonio Brown in the NFL and a lot of the things that he, I want to say allegedly done, but he was fired from the Oakland Raiders, the New England Patriots, and he badmouthed the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I guess he was talking about his behavior not being on code. This person, Chris is saying he didn't feel bad for him because he got off code. Any reflection on a person or persons getting off code, distracted?
What do you mean? You're asking me that question?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, the code says when you're talking about any victim of racism, you just simply say if something happens that shouldn't happen, you just simply say that's to be expected in the system of white supremacy. That's why I keep harping on. We have to get rid of the entire system. We can't just trim around the edges and try to shape it up and try to, you know, put it in some type of modified form or something like that. You have to actually get rid of the entire system. We have to figure out a way to do that and replace it with a system of justice. Otherwise, these things will continue to happen. They are destined to continue to happen because the system of racism is designed. The system of racism, the system of white supremacy, is designed to have black people doing things constantly that should not be done. It's designed to do that. It's designed to make that the production. This is the end result. The result that is supposed to be produced under the system of white supremacy is anything that is non-constructive. So that's always to be expected. And the white supremacists are the people who are always to be most to blame. Now, if any black person, including myself, that does anything that shouldn't be done, I should be blamed. Yes, Neely Fuller should be blamed for doing things that he did or that I am doing or will do that should not be done. Anything that's non-constructive shouldn't be done, period, by mistake or whatever, by intention or whatever. But I am supposed to be blamed for doing it. Yes, as an individual, but the most blame is for every white person on the planet who believes in and practices white supremacy, because I am a result of what they have produced, and they have me in an environment where whatever I did that I should not have done came about. They are most to blame. I am to blame, and they are to blame, but they are most to blame. That's code. So we don't have to keep just looking for the next incident, the next incident, and then these incidents are going to continue to happen under the system of white supremacy as long as you have it. Why? Because the system of white supremacy is designed to have non-white people doing things that are non-constructive. It's designed to make that happen. Yes, so that's a given.
Okay. All righty. Let's go to the phone calls. We're speaking with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Our topic today is distractions. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Hello? Can I be heard?
Hello? We're here.
Yes, Mr. Fuller, did you see that homecoming queen that was a male in Memphis, Tennessee? That's my first question. I have a second question, Mr. Bobby, if you don't mind.
Mr. Fuller, did you see the guy was a homecoming situation, but it was a male?
Yes, sir.
He was asking about that, Mr. Fuller. Did you see it?
I haven't heard anything about that. But if it's something that's non-constructive, the white supremacists are most to blame. So you just blanketly do that. That's code. I mean, why? Because we're in their prison. So anything that happens that shouldn't happen in the illegitimate prison, and we're all prisoners of war, and the system of white supremacy is an illegitimate prison system, so you don't expect anything of constructive value in any area of activity, any time, to happen that involves non-white people in the system of white supremacy. Because the system of white supremacy is designed to make non-white people non-constructive people and keep them that way.
Yes, sir.
Only time we're supposed to do something that has some constructive value is when we are doing it to make the system of white supremacy stronger.
Mm. What's your second question, sir?
Mr. Fuller, are you going to go see the Joker? The movie?
No, sir. No, sir.
Oh, okay. Thank you for answering my question. Thank you for letting me ask questions, Mr. Bobby.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
All righty. Okay, Mr. Fuller, let's dig deep here. We're speaking about distractions. Here it goes. This is from Rachel G. She says this, Mr. Fuller, my partner has two children. The mother of these two children in the past has intentionally said untruths to send him into greater imprisonment or greater confinement, stolen from him, and has attacked him both physically and verbally. The situation has gone on for over 8 years, Mr. Fuller. He uses verbal abuse language toward her as well. He is now living with me and has court-ordered visitation with his children. I have advised him to reduce contact with her and to see her as actions as she does what she does. When he picks up his children, she tries to boss over him and curse him and tells him he's not doing enough for them. It seems that whatever he has done in the past has not been enough for her. This situation is very stressful, Mr. Fuller, for him, and he oftentimes does not want to see his children because of her. Mr. Fuller, what is the most constructive way to approach this situation, especially since he wants to continue to be in his children's life? However, she is known to mistreat him despite him trying to assist her with their children. Thank you.
The white supremacists set this up. This is normal. So the white supremacists, having set this up, according to the code, it says you minimize conflict by minimizing what? Contact. That's the only thing you can do. If every time you contact someone it's conflict, then it's not logical. Anybody that you have conflict with, you don't want to be in contact with them, or you shouldn't be, according to compensatory logic. That's just the logic of it. No contact, no conflict.
Even if the kids suffer?
That goes with the war. I mean, you can't expect things to be the way they ought to be under the system of white supremacy. That's why all black people all over the world, we keep making that error. We think it's some kind of way to squirm around it. It means you're supposed to be miserable. That's what we have to understand. Everything about your existence is supposed to be absolute misery in the system of white supremacy. It's not supposed to be any moment where you're happy or satisfied about anything. That's the white supremacist philosophy for non-white people. They don't say that. They say just the opposite. But really, that's the setup. That's the kind of system they have set up. It's not supposed to work. We have to understand that. And we keep trying to say, well, I don't have time to think about this racism thing because I got to get my thing together with my children and my wife and my kids and, you know, and my kin folks and stuff like, you are in their prison, the white supremacist prison. They got their own rules about where you're going to work, where you're going to sleep tonight, what you're going to eat tomorrow. All of this is decided by them, no one else. You don't have any say-so in it. Every black person on the planet has to understand this. You got no say-so. Zero. You're a prisoner of war. So this goes with the prison. You're not going to get along with your so-called mate unless you make it up and pretend, and a lot of us pretend.
Yes, sir.
But we are pretending. We are great pretenders. We know we are pretenders. Okay? But we try to act like, because we're trying to find some type of sanity in this crazy world, but we try to act like what is true is not true, because that's the circumstances we are in. Black males are not men. You cannot be a man. You cannot be a husband. It ain't going to happen. It's no such thing as a black person being a husband or a wife to anybody, because you cannot carry out husbandly duties in the system of white supremacy if you're black.
That makes you a boy.
Yes, you're a boy forever, so you can't control nothing. All you can do is just minimize conflict.
Wow.
By minimizing contact with all circumstances that just bring about more conflict. You don't have any children. All of your children, what you call your children, belong to the white supremacists. They decide the fate of your offspring, what you call your children, just like they decide your fate. Why? Because all of them and you are in this prison camp called the system of white supremacy. That's a complete system. There's no way to work outside that system because you're in it.
Yes, sir.
Not up to your neck, way over your head, by 1,000 miles or more.
That's a lot. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Here's three that I'm going to share with you offhand. Top of the page, The Wellness Spot with Tanya Karen, Everlasting Life with Michelle Vanal, and It's Your Time to Travel with Ricky Tyus. Now, these particular shows, all three that I just mentioned, are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. It behooves you to at least give them a sample listen. You don't have to listen to the whole program, but give them a sample listen to see if you like it or if you not. There might be something or some things that are interesting to you, but you can only get them if you listen to them. Give it a sample chat or a sample listen. All this exclusively from TalkTainmentRadio.com. I am Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And today's focus, today's topic is distractions. You have to remember that we are in confinement. We're in a prison system, global prison system. We should be working on how to get rid of this. This is why we focus in on not being distracted by all this stuff you see, wars and all that stuff, or what's going on in D.C. or all over the world, and things that you don't know that's going on that they keep from us. But this is what you can do. Not be distracted by that. With that, we take this phone call. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Hey, how are you doing? It's Warren from Warren. I got a question. I realize the topic is distraction. I was observing, you know, like because me and my wife, we were talking, and she was like, why do kids, I wonder why babies don't respond to, like, you know, like, how things smell, like, funny smells, like, you know, and reaction and stuff like that. And then it clicked to me. I was like, you know what? In a way, we're kind of raised like animals, you know. We go by the way how we adapt to, like, let's just say you tell a kid, hey, go over there. Hey, go here, go here. It's the same way with animals that we do with kids. But on the general scale, with the usual suspect, they put us all in a box and treat us like animals and direct us where to go work, where to sleep, where to get it, where to do this, where to do that. And at the same time, we're distracted from all of that, what's the main objective. And we always leave it up to the Most High, which is the Creator, that He's going to take care of everything. Meanwhile, nothing is getting done over and over and over again. And we're symbolizing, all idolizing our history, you know, like the pyramids. And I went to this school and that school, but everything came from the usual suspects. And we're just distracted from the main objective, which is to develop a code, like what Mr. Fuller said. Okay. I just want to have his take on that. I'll listen off here.
Okay. All righty. I guess that would be considered VGQ, Mr. Fuller?
Yes, sir. Right. Okay. Victims guaranteed qualification.
Okay.
The remarks that he made should be thought of because he didn't have a question, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
But the remarks that he made should be considered. And what you look for is the truth of what he's saying and whether or not you can use it for some constructive value.
Okay.
That's the reason for this entire program or any program that should exist.
Okay.
First of all, look for the truth of what is being said, if it's something being presented as truth, and see how that truth can be used in the most constructive manner.
Okay.
That's it.
All
one,
right.
Two.
All righty. This is from Raj from the Gmail. Says this, good morning, Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller, is the production of justice an all-or-nothing package, or is the production of justice a sequence of progressive steps? And if production of justice is an all-or-nothing package, then how might that package be delivered to the white supremacist?
Oh, well, when you say produce, that is a sequential process. That's what produce is, a process. Like, you know, you're roasting, a chicken, or you're planting some corn. That's a process. And the process is, suppose you say, well, what are you doing? You're out here digging into the ground. What are you doing that for? Say, well, I'm planting some corn. And so that's the first step toward getting the corn. I got to plant it. I have to have some dirt and some water and, you know, enough of it. And I have to have some seeds because, you know, the corn is just not going to grow out of nowhere. I have to have some seeds in that dirt and water. And then I have to tend it and check it and all like that. That's all what we call production. That's a process. So it's the same way when you're producing a product called justice. Yes, the textbook for victims of white supremacy that I have written. That's what that's supposed to help us do. Replace the system of white supremacy with the system of justice. Why? Because the system of white supremacy does not produce justice. It's designed deliberately to maintain non-justice, which we have had all types of versions of that long, presumably, before there was any such thing as white supremacy. We have had all sorts of mistreatment of people, and we have had all sorts of systems where people didn't get the constructive help that those people needed.
Yes, sir.
Because that's what justice is. So we are supposed to be in the process. By everything that we do, we ask ourselves every day, how is this that I'm doing helping to produce justice? Because anytime you're helping to do something, no matter how small or how large, that is of constructive value, underline constructive, you are automatically, by so doing, dismantling the system of white supremacy. Because the system of white supremacy is designed to keep non-white people, black people of this entire planet, from doing anything of constructive value unless that thing that is done of constructive value is going to help the system of white supremacy be stronger, maintain it, or make it stronger than it already is, and keep it that way.
Yes, sir.
That's the only time the white supremacists will allow black people to do anything of constructive value. If it's anything that's going to help to bring about the end of racism and replace it with the system of justice, the white supremacists will get on it right away and see to it that that does not happen, that it doesn't keep going in that direction. Or they'll literally go in that direction just to play games and then cut it off. That's to frustrate you, because they enjoy that. They enjoy seeing black people frustrated,
yes,
confused. They get fun out of that.
Wow. Okay. I would take this phone call, but it's 10:27 here, so I'm not going to be able to give it justice that it needs. Daryl and Alpha the One and Black Rent, I have you coming up on the screen here. And I also have this phone call. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to try it, and then we can get it on the other end. Okay, caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller very quickly because we're up against the break. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Mr. Fuller, I wanted to ask you about this case that was recently going on with the judge hugging a convicted murderer and the victim's brother hugging the convicted murderer. About the judge, isn't this an injustice because the judge is supposed to be at a non-biased standpoint? And as far as the brother, isn't that what's the right word? It's not a good thing for him to hug her, because this sends a message that you can kill black people and you will be forgiven.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Fuller, quickly, go ahead. We've got a minute to answer that.
Well, here again, like we've been saying this whole 2 hours, and we do every week when I'm on, and what I've written throughout my book, that's the effect of the system of white supremacy. You expect this type of behavior, all right? You expect black people to do everything to accommodate the system of white supremacy. Otherwise, you know, we're in their prison. We don't know anything except what they have taught us to do that will support the prison.
Okay, got to cut it off right there.
Yes.
Okay, talktamatradio.com. We go where you go. Download the talktamatradio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's and podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Hopefully we can get Black Rand, Alpha the One, and Daryl on, along with your calls, all that and more. Coming up next on talktamatradio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Web page. And hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the Compensatory Concept on the air. Thank you.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
The big vote. All votes count, and we're counting on you. Join Blacks in Government and the Federally Employed Women for the 3rd Annual Local Candidates Forum, Saturday, October the 19th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the St. Dominic's Parish at 453 North 20th Street. That's behind the church. Moderators are S. Yolanda Robinson and Kahari Inahar.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to RepoHomesList.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year. And a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals, or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income, and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Alrighty, let's see here. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And our topic is distractions. 1-877-932-9766 or 7, the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y at gmail.com. Before I take the phone call, Black Rant says this, Mr. Fuller. This is under VGQ. He says, Mr. Fuller always talks about America and the world being one huge prison yard, but makes the distinction between that prison and greater confinement where there is no delusion about the lack of freedom. I would go even further to say that this whole 3D matrix we call reality is a prison for our souls. We also self-imprison ourselves with negative thoughts, bad diets, religious brainwashing, too much sex, etc. Even though we're glad when we have a paying job because we can pay the bills, it's also a prison because it takes time away from discovering your soul's true purpose in life. Everything is just a distraction to keep us from realizing the ultimate truth. We are souls, and souls are the stars of the sky we can see at night. This was a rant from Black Rant under VGQ, Mr. Fuller. In other words, he said what he said. Okay, let's take this phone call. Caller, go ahead. You're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question, please?
Yes, Mr. Fuller. You've said several times on this talk show that this white supremacists dominate black people in all those nine areas of activity. Now, one of those areas is sex. So here's the question. When black people say that they were born attracted to the same sex or that they were born gay, I say that that may be true, but not without the influence and the permission of the white supremacists, since they dominate black people in those nine areas, and sex is one of them. So what would you say, is that accurate, that they also dominate and control us when it comes to our sexuality?
Yes, you always know that anything that non-white people do in the system of white supremacy is the result of decisions made by the white supremacists. They don't allow anything else. That's what you mean by absolute control. Now, there are some people who may say, well, that's not so. We have free will, blah, 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 blah. All right. Well, I don't argue against that, but I say, what do you call free will when you're born in an illegitimate prison that has all kinds of illegitimate rules about how you support that prison system? And you never knew anything outside of that. Now, there are some people who say, oh, well, they have received messages from their creator that have told you exactly what to do about this messed up situation. Now, I can't argue about that, because under VGQ, that comes under that, what has been mentioned on this program today, religious thing. And I can't say what a person's religion, you know, the messages that they receive from their creator, that goes, presumably, the creator of the universe is much more powerful than the white supremacists. So anyone who receives those kind of messages and they're acting on those type of messages, all you can really do is just look for the result and then make your own judgment about whether or not that person who claimed that he or she is receiving messages outside of the system of white supremacy, something greater than the system of that supremacy based on whiteness of a person's skin color or non-color. There's something greater called the creator, called God, or all power, like I call it in the textbook for victims of white supremacy. Mm-hmm. There's different names, Jehovah and whatnot, but it means something greater than anybody that you have ever seen. And that is the creator of everything that you're looking at and everything you have heard about, if it really exists.
Okay.
That something created it. Now, if you're getting messages from that, it comes down to whether or not you are following those messages in such a way that white supremacy no longer exists. That's the bottom line.
Yes, sir.
Because regardless of what kind of messages you get, you can have doubts about those messages that are being received if white supremacy is still here.
Okay. All righty. Let's do this. This is from the Gmails, from Alpha the First. Mr. Fuller, recently the Amber Geiger trial has caused a lot of confusion. Many people believe the judge, Tammy Walker, hug Amber Geiger and pass her a Bible to show that she was not subjecting Amber Geiger to racism, since the court was mostly composed of non-white people. The judge, the bailiff, and jury were mostly non-white. Now, on page 15 of the revised expanded edition, in the third paragraph, the code states, quote, no white person is or can be subject to the system of white supremacy, end of quote. Question, since Amber Geiger court was composed of mostly non-white people, under those condition, is it possible that she could have been a victim of white supremacy?
No. That comes under white sacrifice. Anything that happens to a white person that adversely affects that white person is, in the system of white supremacy, a white sacrifice. It's like we're in a war, because that's where we are. Well, soldiers are sacrificed. I understand that in many battles, some generals will look at the situation and say, and this has always been, a general, a person that gives orders to other soldiers, because a general of an army is a soldier. But that general, from in a safe place, relatively safe, will make a decision. And I've heard about this, and I've seen some evidence of it, that, well, a general will look at a map and say, well, we have 800 soldiers here, and that's what we have to fight with on this particular front. And we are up against an enemy that is has many more soldiers than we have. But the strategy that we are going to use, we can defeat that enemy. According to my maps and my studies and the type of armament that we have and our time frame that we have set, and the battle conditions, the weather conditions, because they have to consider all of that, said, well, we can defeat them day after tomorrow. We know we can do that. But in the process of doing so, since we have 800 of our soldiers, we can defeat all of their soldiers, but it's going to cost us 100 of our 800. So, that's a pretty good deal. We'll go for it. We'll sacrifice 100 of ours to get all of theirs. And that's the way the white supremacists figure on everything.
Yes, sir.
And so the soldiers who are sacrificed may not want to be sacrificed, see, but it's not personal. It's business.
It's business.
That's the way the white supremacists operate.
So are you,
and they'll more or less say, well, we have to sacrifice you, and you shouldn't mind being sacrificed. Well, it's always, you know, for the future of the system of white supremacy. That's really what we care about, all right? So, yeah, we have to take some hits, but we always gain more than we lose. That's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line.
Gaining more than you lose. That's why the white supremacists have been in business for so long.
Mm-hmm.
They always gain more than they lose.
All righty. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Good question, by the way. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And today's subject has been distractions. And we're still learning about distractions. But it is at this time that we have Mr. Fuller talk about his book. Mr. Fuller?
Yes. You can get the book that I'm reading from and talking from and rely on by going to producejustice.com. 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 And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of the basic textbook, the expanded a revised edition, came out in 2016. That's an update from the 1984 edition. And an addition to the revised expanded edition called A Compensatory Counter-Racist Codified Word Guide, showing the individual person each and every day, because it's addressed, all of the material is addressed to the individual non-white person. It's a textbook workbook for victims of white supremacy, non-white people, black people, all over the world. So depending on what your circumstances are. So you look in the book and pick out something to say or do that will help you to better your condition under the system of white supremacy and or oppose the system of white supremacy in the process, because hopefully whatever you are doing or saying is of constructive value. And anytime, as a non-white person, this is the crux of all the material that's being written. Anytime a non-white person is doing anything of constructive value for those who need help the most, or to keep down mistreatment of any person, you are automatically resisting the system of white supremacy and actually eroding its power. Because constructive activity on the part of non-white people is actually eroding the system of white supremacy. Because non-white people in the system of white supremacy are never, ever supposed to do anything or say anything or write a song that is of constructive value, that has a constructive effect in the system of white supremacy, unless it supports the system of white supremacy, which means it's non-constructive just by that alone. And that's what the textbook is written for.
Okay.
To help you to dismantle the system of white supremacy and replace it with a better system. That better system would be justice. Go to producejustice.com.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Fuller. Okay. From the Gmails, this right here is from Daryl. He has 2 points. I'll get the first one in. Says, Mr. Fuller, can you give us a bit of your honest take on what you witnessed after the Amber Geiger verdict? I'm talking about the actions of the Negroes in the trial, like Botham Jean's brother, the black bailiff, and the black judge, who all showed favor and compassion toward that cold-blooded white supremacist murderer, Geiger. And I say white supremacist because the transcripts of her text, she said so, mocked the death of Martin Luther King and said that she's racist, just like her friend German Shepherd Dog is.
And so what's my take on all of this?
That's what he's asking.
Well, everything that happens in the system of white supremacy that the white supremacists rubber stamp and say is just fine is designed to support the system of white supremacy. That's all you have to remember. If they say it's okay, then no matter how it looks on the surface, you say, wait a minute. The white supremacists say it's okay? Now, I will do my compensatory examination and come to my own conclusion. But you got to remember, you expect these things to happen. See, black people, I say to all the black people here on this program, get out of that habit of expecting anything in the system of white supremacy to happen that should happen. And the white supremacists approve of it. Always be suspicious. And anything that does happen that shouldn't happen, that's just business as usual. So never be surprised at anything that happens that shouldn't happen. Be surprised at anything that happens that should happen under the laws of justice. Be absolutely shocked by that, because in the system of white supremacy, that's never supposed to happen.
Okay.
Ever.
All right. Lastly, he says this. Last, I just want to say, and I know you don't like to celebrate birthdays, and I get it, but I just want to say for a lot of us that know your birthday is sometime this month, and you're about to reach a milestone that many black men don't. So I just want to say on behalf of the listeners that we appreciate your work, and that you're still dedicated to giving us your time and energy every week, because most of our great spokespersons haven't been able to make it this far. So props to you, Mr. Fuller, on reaching this milestone. We appreciate all you do and have done for us. That comes from Daryl.
Well, I appreciate his appreciation. But I'll also say what the code says about what we call birthdays. Looking logically speaking, we have one birthday. I'm not born every year, or what they call a year, or what somebody told me was a year. You have one birthday. That's the day you're born. You don't have any birthdays after that, except according to some religions, you have when certain revelations come to you. You can have another birthday. That's a spiritual thing, but that's another story. But generally speaking, you're born, and that's your birthday. And then you have breath days, days in which you breathe. In fact, my prayers consist of just that, just inhaling and exhaling, and think about the source of it, according to my religion. And that is my prayer. That's it. I don't say any words, anything. I don't speak anything. I just say this, and I do it several times a day, sometimes maybe. Just think about the fact that I'm breathing. These are breath days. Why? And I say that that's the first thing you do when you come into the world. You breathe. You're not here until you're breathing. So therefore, you have breath days after your birthday. And then after your breath days, one of these days, and I hope mine is somewhere in the far future, but that's not likely to happen. After your breath days, you have what? Death day. Just one. You die. You had one birthday, then you had a lot of breath days, then you have, according to the code, and this is in the book, a death day. That's at the end of that chain of breath days. You have a lot of breath days. I don't know how many breaths I've taken since I've been here. I didn't count them, but it's a lot of them, and they're all gifts. The first day, the birthday, was a gift, and so I just turn in the gift that I was given.
Okay.
On a death day.
All right. Okay. Lastly, this comes from Tiffany. She says this. Hello, Mr. Fuller. A few weeks ago, I listened to and enjoyed your podcast about show-off-isms. In reference to the show-off-isms of belittling people, I work in a female-dominated profession. In my experience, females are more sensitive than men, although questions and answers are an excellent code to solve problems, it does not always solve the problem due to the sensitivity and or defensiveness of some individuals. As you previously stated before, a code is what works. How can I constructively respond and or interact with coworkers or a boss who belittles you when the process of question and answers does not solve the problem? T-step. Thank you in advance.
You keep on. See, it's only one route. It's not like it's several ways. It's just one way. Questions and answers. All problems are solved through the process of questions and answers. So if you use some questions and you get answers that does not solve the problem, that means what? According to compensatory logic. Compensatory meaning making up for what's missing. It means enough questions have not been asked and answered. That's all that really means. And it comes down to the quality of questions, too, which that will come to you through the process of what?
Questions and answers. Yes.
See, let's say that you go back to your residence and you say, you know, I should have asked this question and this question and this question, but I didn't because I didn't think of it at the time. Well, now that you have thought of it, go back and ask those questions because the process is always the same. Questions and answers. That's how all problems are solved. There's no other way to solve a problem. So if someone is belittling you, just keep asking questions and getting answers. And don't interfere with answers. Study the answers. And if the answers don't resolve the situation, have some more questions. It might wind up being 10,000 questions before it's finally resolved.
Okay.
That's the process.
That's the process. Okay, to Brother Mitro in the so-called French Guiana about the noise in the background. I do not hear any noise in the background. Mr. Fuller, do you hear noise in the background?
No, everything was very clear today.
Okay.
On this end,
he was saying there was something about another show, but we'll work on that. You know, usual suspects. Anyway, thank you, Mr. Fuller. Thank you, callers. Excellent, excellent questions. Excellent calls. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Mr. Fuller.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.